My name is Obi Moore. I'm on the board of DP Holding, a Geneva-based investment company, and we're one of the sponsors of this event, the primary sponsor. Well, you've identified the uniqueness of Istanbul, and I think the world is starting to look to Istanbul and Turkey for more leadership and guidance, particularly throughout this important region of the Middle East and Central Asia. It is truly one of the most exotic cities on the world. I've been coming here now for 20 years, and I think the fact that it is a Muslim country, but it is committed to democracy, to capitalism, to free markets, and has an extraordinary, fascinating religious and cultural history, makes it a place that naturally needs to be a leader in the future, in the coming generation. And as the world becomes more flat, as some writers call it, with information so readily available, Turkey's role, I think, is going to become more and more important. It's been a member of NATO for, I don't know, some 30 years, and so the value system are there in terms of a military alliance, and I think that's a very common denominator for the European Union membership as well. I believe it's a strong economic alliance. The values are the same in terms of how people care about their families, want to improve the quality of life, and make this planet sustainable, because the world is changing as a very dramatic place. So I think you have some very good leaders here who are very thoughtful, who are articulate, well-educated, and understand these issues. And so I have real confidence in your government, and particularly the role of business that plays in the development of your public policies. And I think it's very instructive that Turkey has taken the leadership to do away with visas within their region, because that really fosters regional integration of your economy. And I think this is one of the issues that we've discussed here at this conference, that the EU should eliminate the visa requirement for Turkey citizens within the Schengen Union. As an outsider who comes here three or four times a year, I just see real progress, smart people, intelligent people that are addressing these problems, and I have great confidence in Turkey and them becoming a member of the European Union. I think what's happened is that there's more of a, with this Eurozone crisis, there is, I think, more of a need for Turkey to join the European Union than perhaps the other way around right now. The three great religions do, in fact, believe in the same God, so that's a big common denominator right there to start with. And if you focused on that rather than the things that divides people. Well, I think, bigotry is at every culture, and I think education is certainly the key to this, and it has to start with young people. And I think with information being readily available, and I think the younger generations are going to be much more enlightened than my generation, certainly. And I think this is something that is will be overcome in time, and I think that's why Turkey is very uniquely positioned in its history and culture, and the fact that it is a secular state, but is it very, very Islamic nonetheless. It has its faith, its history, its traditions, that it will be a model, I think. And as you look at this region, we would love to see, some speakers said today that we'd love to see perhaps an Iran become more like a Turkey rather than a Turkey become more like Iran. If that happens, then I think there is great, great possibilities for this region and the Muslim world.